This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Cut off by the break, Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer with Robert Kennedy, filing suits around the country. He's going to talk about the avalanche of suits we're going to see now. How can Biden exempt some federal employees and not others? This is the definition of discriminatory. So while they have us chasing our tails about Black Lives Matter and transgender men being able to go in women's bathrooms when they're convicted sex offenders, all those faux rights, all of our basic rights are being raped. The surveillance of the system, the control of it, the federalization of local cities, the blocking of governors. I mean, this was like something out of a science fiction dystopic film. And now Israel saying we're now going to start studies of the long term effects of this on the public of mRNA, admitting they did no testing. So not safe and effective, folks. This is like suicidal self-destructiveness by Big Pharma, in my view, because they're trying to eat the whole world like a boa constrictor. But even with their jaw unhinged, they're not going to get a third of this down. They have bitten off more than they can chew. Do you agree?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, what's extraordinary is they're actually bragging in their internal reports about the fact that the vaccine doesn't fully work, means that they have doesn't work in the way that Joe Biden, President Biden, said it would, said that if you took the vaccine, you could not get infected. That because it does not work like that at all, that's what guarantees them long-term profits from this. So all they're looking at is the profit. They know there's no risk. It doesn't matter how much their vaccine completely backfires because they can't be sued, especially while it's in the emergency use authorization stage. And that's what all of these are, contrary to what the FDA misled people about. I mean, the FDA's out there advertising on Facebook and elsewhere saying, come get the FDA-approved vaccine. But you dig in and you find out that isn't even available. It's a bait and switch.
And we'll talk about that next segment, but let me back you up. It's not just internal documents. I've read a bunch of it and seen David Bauer, that heads up the COVID program at the top British bioweapons lab. He's on there bragging. He also works for Pfizer that, oh, this gets rid of your immunity. You'll need shots for the rest of your life. And smiling about it. They're admitting it's a business model.
Absolutely. And I mean, they're not only going to be doing booster shots, they're talking about doing a daily pill regimen. So, I mean, this is Big Pharma taking over your body at the will and behest and behalf of the government through your private employers by government mandates to basically own your body. I mean, you're basically now a living guinea pig. You're now a living lab rat for the government to do with whatever they want, whenever they want. And because if they can do it for this circumstance, they can do it for any circumstance. Because here you have a virus that's not that deadly. You have a vaccine that they has all kind of a risk attendant to it. And so if they can compel this one, then by golly, they can do anything they want. Then up next will be the rest of the Bill Gates agenda. The digital certification, the digital identification, the little bank chip, the social credit score that will basically be inside your body, which is where the government will decide what you get to do.
Which again is officially being rolled out in areas of Europe and Australia, and they admit coming here. This is no longer debatable.
Absolutely. I mean, people should watch what's happening in Australia, New Zealand, these other locations, because they're previews of what they're testing out there to bring here. Because a lot of us, when we watched what happened in China last year, thought we'll never do any of that insanity. Even the Imperial College guy in London, who was the Bill Gates guy putting out all those crazy models, he said we could never get away with doing what the Chinese did because no way in the West will they go along.
And now
with
SWAT teams from Australia to Ireland, to areas of Canada and the U.S. are dragging people out of their houses.
That's exactly right. I mean, they're monitoring. They have helicopters and drones monitoring whether you're doing a barbecue in your backyard. They're intercepting beer coming to your house. They don't want your. I mean, they're going to dictate. I mean, literally, we're under mass house arrest. Is what has happened in Australia and New Zealand. It's what's coming here. They're going to own our bodies, and then they're going to own everything else related to us. Because once they own that, they own everything. And that's why the fight about this is the foundational. Fundamental fight for the future of freedom in the world. What happens now will dictate the next century.
I want to talk about the speech, which we know is the globalist talking points. Biden is just a puppet, but how you see this fight unfolding and why you think the establishment is going for broke is because they never get held accountable. Because clearly, if the Supreme Court did the obvious right thing, was very clear, and said, no, the CDC can't federalize all rents, well, this is way beyond that. So what are they thinking? I mean, I guess they just think claw as much as they can get. because we are their enemy, distract us politically from all the other crimes they're committing. We'll be back in 60 seconds with Robert Barnes. Tell folks to tune in now. I am cutting this ad on Thursday afternoon. That means you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 days. Monday at midnight, we've got to end this sale. We may end it earlier because we think it'll sell out by then at current sales rates. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is super popular. It's got all of the high-quality vitamins and minerals that are essential, great amino acids, and it tastes great. It's powder form, so in the water, you absorb it more when you drink the fruit punch. Then we also have, back in stock, this sale will continue through next week, Knockout Sleep Aid with 8 organic ingredients to help you sleep better. It's 50% off, and Ultra 12, one of our best sellers, high-quality vitamin B12 for your whole body, your stamina, your libido, your energy, your immune system. It's back in stock, and it is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your vitamin mineral fusion while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 33% off, and a bunch of the other supplements are 50% off as well throughout next week. But the sale of vitamin mineral fusion ends Monday night, so get yours now.
Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Here's the biggest takeaway in my view. If you think what Biden announced yesterday, a federal dictatorship, was bad, oh, you know the song. Baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. I know what's going to happen. These globalists are committed. They are trying to collapse civilization and depopulate, and they mean to carry this out. I remember reading New York Times articles 10 years ago where they were defending the UN going into a Central African village and killing 15,000 people because they wouldn't move off their ancestral lands for a carbon sink, because they were going to build a mine nearby, a corporation was. So they said, oh, we'll just set this aside for a carbon offset. And the villagers wouldn't leave. They killed them with helicopters and armored vehicles. And the New York Times reported it like, well, it's good. So understand, when they cut off things last year, it starved an extra 20 million people to death, the UN admits. They want to kill everybody. That's why you see nothing but black spokespersons for big corporations and TV shows. And I saw 4 black people on MSNBC last night, all lecturing us we should take the shots that were bad. It's corporations using them as their front while they kill them. Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, is our guest. I really don't need to play more clips of Biden, though there's one I haven't gotten to. But his declaration of war, his announcement that the unvaccinated are killing people when it's the opposite. The numbers are there. It's the vaccinated that are sick and dying and spreading the Delta variant. Barnes, I could ask 1,000 questions, but the 25 minutes we have left, I'm going to try to give you the floor and shut up here and let you go through the suits you follow Robert Kennedy, what you make of Biden, what you think people should do, what the recourses are, and what you think the most important takeaway last night in that unprecedented, as you said last hour, declaration of tyranny.
Well, I think it's critical for the everybody fight back by every means possible. I mean, we are seeing right now Senate candidate J.D. Vance asking people to engage in massive civil disobedience on the scale of the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 1960s. So I think on a scale of the American Revolution, the American Revolution began by people just exercising their civil rights of political dissidents and not going along with these kind of
we need to do what Chris Sky and others are doing, what they're doing in Europe, when Robert Kennedy Jr. speaks to a million Germans. We need to take the streets over peacefully.
Absolutely. I mean, if people need to find every legal means they can to resist, because these means being used by the Biden administration are not constitutionally consistent, are not legally authorized. I mean, you look at this. He's using a loophole in the OSHA laws that are about emergency safety issues. This is not an emergency safety issue. It's ludicrous to call this an emergency safety issue. That's problem number one. Problem number two is the rules require that this be of grave danger, that people be and let's remember what this is all about. All these mask mandates, all these vaccine mandates are solely about the limited risk that an asymptomatic person, because if you're symptomatic, you stay home, you self-quarantine. If you've been exposed to somebody, you stay home, you self-quarantine. So this is only dealing with people who are showing no symptoms and haven't been exposed at all. So it's dealing with asymptomatic people, with even Fauci admits that, in fact, those people do not spread the virus at all, that it is, quote, very rare, even according to Fauci. So for this very rare risk, they're calling a grave, imminent danger. There's no factual basis for this at all. This is the Biden administration dictating to its supposedly independent OSHA people what to do. And they're just making things up, just like the FDA did. The suit we have pending against the FDA, that we have a motion to stay before a federal court, asking the federal court to recognize the obvious, that in fact there is no vaccine that's been approved that's also widely available by the FDA's own admission. It's buried in their footnotes in small print. And force the FDA to quit lying to the American people, quit lying to the military, quit lying to employers. How hard can that be to just stop them from lying? That's all we're asking federal courts to do, because in the end, this will come up to federal courts. Either they are going to enforce our Constitution, or the coronavirus and Joe Biden just killed it. Either they're going to enforce and protect people's civil liberties and civil rights against these illicit mandates that are not based in good science, put them to the test, put them to the evidentiary test as it's supposed to occur, or they're going to defer to the white lab coat crowd like the courts did in the early 20th century with the Jacobson decision and the Buck decision with forced sterilizations. And people should be aware that's where they're going back to. When they're citing these old cases, they're saying they want to have the power for forced sterilization.
And that's why you were here when Amy Comey Barrett was being confirmed or is about to be listed. You warned that she's one of the only people in modern jurisprudence that agreed with those archaic laws that allow the sterilization of poor whites and blacks, that allowed forced inoculations, that allowed just hellish behavior. For folks that don't know, please recap them on history. And we hope Amy Comey Barrett's good, but by having the left attack her and then suddenly they didn't really block her, they didn't make up stuff like they did on Kavanaugh and others, they snuck her in, and this woman's pretty damn scary.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she is the one who is the sole reason the election cases never went to the Supreme Court. She's the one who just turned down the Indiana University vaccine mandate case, didn't even let the rest of the justices hear the case. So that's, I mean, she is going to be a risky justice, just like Roberts was and is and continues to be. And, but yeah, the trilogy of infamy that put all of this into process in the first place was the Jacobson decision of 1905, the Buck decision of 1927, and the Korematsu decision of 1945, and they all relied upon one another. And the Jacobson decision said you could be fined if you didn't take a vaccine. Then the Buck decision said the government could have forced sterilizations against any group they decided to forcibly sterilize. And then the Korematsu decision said, based on who your great-granddaddy was, we can take away your business, take away your church, take away your school, take away your home, and put you in a camp during just because it's wartime. And they're using the same logic in all three cases, that the government has carte blanche control to do whatever it wants, particularly in an emergency context.
And that's where we're going, Marge, just to interject here. I want you to elaborate on this. They're using the exact same language and saying they're going to do it. The left knows they're unpopular. They know the world's turned against them everywhere. That's why the globalists admit they launched this worldwide to stop populist movements everywhere, and they're following the same formula. How critical is it that we've had regulators in Europe say don't inject under 16 because they have a, you know, can feel metaphysically this is evil? One thing to trick adults into something deadly or bad, but to do it to children is really criminal at every level because they're not of the age of consent. That's a metaphysical rule. And then you've got the two regulators over the vaccines quitting and saying, we don't agree with rolling out. We don't agree with the mandates. We don't agree with boosters. Even the head of the UN, WHO, is a monster, said don't do boosters. So I think they realize the boosters are going to kill even more people because it just happened in Israel, and they think that's a breaking point too far. What do you think is happening? And how big is it for your cases? I don't know. Can you amend them or have somebody do an amicus brief that now regulators are quitting, including in the U.S., and saying what you're saying? That's got to be big.
Oh, yes, and we're including that in our arguments, that people are resigning for reasons that nobody can explain. High-ranking officials are resigning suddenly and summarily at a critical juncture, which clearly indicates there's deep-seated concerns about this rushed drug to the mass marketplace, this mass vaccination effort that's already failing. I mean, it's failing everywhere. I mean, for everybody to remember, this same President Biden told us several months ago that come July 4th, everything would be back to normal. Well, is it back to normal? Is vaccine mandates, or is that back to normal? Or mask mandates, is that back to normal? Are making kids, you know, being suffocated 8 hours a day, is that back to normal? Are kids being told that they can't participate in sports unless they get some drug injected in their body? Is that normal? Even though in particular, for young men, it's almost indisputable at this point, the vaccine poses a much higher risk than the virus does because of the myocarditis and pericarditis that it presents for the heart. And particularly that could be a risk for young athletes and young soldiers. So we're risking people's lives. Essentially, we are back to the Stone Ages of human sacrifice. We're reinstating human sacrifice to serve the cause of this elite group of people who are willing to sacrifice some of our bravest people, some of our most extraordinary people, for this idolatry cause of basically letting the state control your body.
That's right. Under 20 males are 15 times more likely in a new Israeli study to have heart attacks when they take the Pfizer or Moderna shot. My God, this is freaking Russian roulette. These people are killing us. They're coming after us. We'll be right back on How to Fight Back with Robert Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Segment, a great patriot constitutional lawyer fighting back against the tyrants of Robert Kennedy Jr., Robert Barnes. And I appreciate him joining us. I know he's getting ready for a trial next week, battling the IRS in a big criminal case for a client. In the 9 minutes we have left here, where do you see this going? How do we fight back? Would you agree with me that obviously they're going to follow the globalist model of after this they're going to announce more, 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 to make the last measures not look as bad, so we give in to those and fight the new ones? I mean, there's clearly an authoritarian tactic there. And then separately, how do you think it's going for Biden with the collapse in Afghanistan, everything else that's happening? Obviously, now CNN's even coming out against him. Who do you think they're going to try to replace him with?
I think, no question, this is going to be the deciding line about whether or not we have control and freedom moving forward, because we have to win these cases and people have to fight back as much as possible through the legal means that are available to us to see whether the courts can succeed, because we cannot revisit, recreate, reinstate the precedents that said forced detention camps, forced sterilizations, forced vaccinations are okay, like we did at the beginning of the 20th century, because what that gave us, what that birthed, was some of the most dangerous fascism and communism the world has ever seen, whether it was the left or the right, whether it was the Soviet style or Nazi style. So we have to fight it all the way through by every means possible, by every means achievable, by every means attainable. And I know that, I mean, we definitely will be doing that wherever and whenever and however we can, not only in the suit that we brought against the FDA directly and against the CDC directly and against the Secretary of Health and Human Services directly, but we're looking at class action suits against Tyson Foods, class action suits against a range of government actors and private employers all across the country, including the Biden administration directly over this latest mandate. And there's going to be an avalanche of litigation coming from lawyers all across the country, those that are conscientious and concerned about this. And we've been leading that effort now for several months. And so it's critical, essential, and fundamental that people continue to march on in that same path. Now, I think this move by Biden was a desperate move, and I think it will backfire. There were some people that, honestly, we were having a hard time getting to be on board, recognizing the significance and constitutional consequence of these decisions that Biden helped clarify everybody's vision for. Some governors who were sitting on their hands suddenly woke up. Some Senate candidates who were sitting on their hands suddenly woke up. Some congressmen who were sitting on their hands suddenly woke up. Some lawyers who are sitting on their hands.
I was about to say, Barnes, I could psychically, because we're all connected, there's a magnetic ether, it's scientific, it's not just spiritual. I could feel the awakening and the anger and the determination last night. The energy was very strong. I could feel the giant awakening last night.
Exactly. Biden poked a bear, and he poked a bear called American freedom. And I think that people are going to see that bear wake up and take action. And so, and that's the good news, because I mean, I think the Biden administration, all those West Wing wannabe Democrats that are up there working in the White House, really believe that all of these compulsory Munchausen syndrome, be everybody's mommy, nanny state policies of the COVID lockdown era were deeply popular. They really believe this. They don't understand these policies have never been deeply popular. If they were deeply popular, Cuomo would still be governor of New York. If they were deeply popular, Newsom wouldn't be facing a recall election. If they were deeply popular, Trudeau wouldn't be facing a high-risk election that he thought was going to be an easy no-winner, and no-brainer. And so you look at this kind of dynamic, I think that the Biden administration and its key people overestimate the popularity of these mandates. Additional polling that Richard Barris did found that 75 to 80% of Americans strongly oppose firing someone over a vaccine, strongly oppose denying someone access to educational resources based on whether they took a vaccine, strongly deny any of these restrictions, whether it be travel, whether it be culture, whether it be a restaurant, whether it be a public accommodation, whatever it is, they don't believe that people should have to condition their rights on taking an experimental vaccine.
And Barnes, you're on fire today. I can tell this pisses you off. You're always great, but you're amazing today. Clearly, I want to be clear. I'm not defending Biden, but I don't want their shield to take all the heat and the people behind it, Soros and others, to get away with this. Bill Gates. This is corporate governance. That's what the New World Order is. I've met with globalists off record, folks. Okay? And my one crew member saw Rothkopf out of the Kissinger Group try to get me to come to New York. He said it in front of the crew member and said, this is not off record. So I told the story. But I've had at least 5-6 of those meetings. One was unintentional, the head of the fourth largest bank in the U.S. Now 14 years ago, time flies, on a flight to New York in first class. But this is very real, and people see it's very real right now. But Biden is a puppet. He's a front man. I think it's very important to realize it's big pharma. It's the big corporations. He's trying to give cover to the Fortune 500 to carry this out. This is really their goal. So we understand this is corporate fascism in its nature, and then, you know, basically aim our angst at the real culprits. Do you agree with that, Barnes?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a century-old agenda that's been recrafted and recreated for a new age, of which this is half of it and climate change is the other half of it, that started a dozen years ago in its current formulation when Bill Gates, David Rockefeller, Oprah, Bloomberg, George Soros all sat down at Rockefeller University in New York City in a secret meeting that a janitor and some maids saw, and they were the ones who leaked out what happened. And the agenda was clear. They were portrayed by the press as superheroes, which was absurd, but they made clear their goal was the same population eugenics-driven agenda that their, in Bill Gates's case, grandparents had been advocates of a century before. And so they're trying to put it in again. This is about the government, the state, the corporate medical apparatus, the elites controlling everything about us, controlling our thoughts, our ideas, controlling literally, physically, the genes of our bodies. And that's why we have to push back. It's why they believed in it in the first place. The Rockefellers loved the Nazis. They were some of the biggest backers and supporters of the Nazis. And so fighting them is critical. I mean, it's an old battle, but it's come back in a nasty way to confront us. And it's right confronting us right now. Because if they win legally and politically on what they're trying to do, then we will lose our freedoms for a century with ease. Because it's what happened last time, and last time it forced a world war to solve the problem. We don't want to go through that again. So that's what requires everybody being proactive and active, because this is a Bill Gates, George Soros, David Rockefeller, old elite agenda. They're trying to literally force down our throats and enforce into our bodies, enforce into our children's bodies,
well, that's right.
Even when they know the risk to the kids. This is some of the most outrageous behavior by the medical establishment since the Milgram experiment and the MKUltra experiments half a century ago.
This is the externalization on a mass scale of MKUltra.
That's exactly right. It's the same logic. It's the same logic when they took soldiers in World War I and World War II and secretly tested mustard gas on them, secretly tested radioactivity on them.
All of it. In closing, Barnes, I'm going to try to get some time with you today to elaborate so you can be on the big tape show we're doing. I'm going to be up here at 8 tonight, folks. We've got so many huge doctors, so many huge scientists. Some have never been on before. Wait till you see the show that airs at 5 p.m. tomorrow. We're going to stream it out on all the streams as well. So, Robert Barnes, how do people find your great shows? You're doing a lot. I love seeing your shows getting hundreds of thousands, even millions of views out there. That excites me to see you going from popular to super popular as you champion liberty.
Absolutely. So people can go to vivabarneslaw.locals.com, and that's where they can find exemplars of, they can find information about fighting the vaccines, exemplars of how to fight the vaccines, sources and referrals to fighting the vaccines, breakdowns of the existing suits that already exist.
Yeah, a lot of battle plans. We're almost out of time. Remember, we have more listeners on AM and FM than we even do on the internet and TV. Give them the URL one more time for radio listeners driving down the road.
Sure. It's vivabarneslaw.locals.com.
All right. I'm going to talk to you again this afternoon. Don't hang up. I think they found out what time I can interview you, if you can do it. I just want to squeeze you in for tomorrow. There's so much to say. Mars on fire. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us. Big news coming up.
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere. Is there a real study of the planet's ruling class? And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset in global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Song that I'm singing. Be a warning to you.
When you're running
with is a global government takeover, with the National Archives saying the Constitution and Bill of Rights is racist and putting a trigger warning on them. No, they need to have their asses fired and thrown out of there. It's Marxist-Leninists taking over, thinking they're having a communist takeover run by offshore megabanks and big tech. It's preposterous. They want a one-child policy here, but China has come out and said, quote, George Soros is an international criminal terrorist running an international group of terrorists and globalists hell-bent on bankrupting nation states and starving populations to death. That got the op-ed. That guy's, I know you gave it to me this morning. I sent it to you. I can't find it in the stack. You guys print me the copies of the Beijing dailies and stuff that are in English that have those headlines. Yeah, China declares George Soros a global economic terrorist. They want to call him a globalist kingpin. Folks, you know how big this is? The globalists sucked America dry, set up one-sided deals to transfer everything we had in our military to China for 40 years, accelerated under Clinton 30 years ago. And so they did all of this. We're totally deindustrialized. And now Xi Jinping says we're going to have 3 children and we're going to execute homosexuals and we're going to kick any sissy men off TV. And we're about men and women and families. Now, I'm not saying execute homosexuals. I'm a libertarian. But the point is, we've been given this culture, and China funds and owns 4 of the 6 production houses promoting all of this weakness to undermine us. Paul Watson had an excellent video yesterday about Peter Thiel building a giant underground bunker in New Zealand, because that's the globalist redoubt where they're hiding out. And I'm not saying Peter Thiel's a globalist. He's actually come out against the globalists and a lot of other things. I want to say the jury's out on that guy. But the point is that they're all there. And they're in Kauai, and they're in Fiji, and they're in northern Canada, right up by the Arctic Circle under mountains. And they're not building this and hanging out there and building private airfields that are camouflaged for no reason. They're doing it because they know that they've created giant Ponzi schemes and scams and sold houses 50 times apiece in derivatives, and they know that it's all rigged, and they know that the public has become corrupt and dumbed down and decadent just by design, and that we're going into a collapse cycle. So they're trying to control the collapse and trigger it so they can control it. That's what all this is. That's what the Great Reset is. And I sit here, I don't want to kill the public, but I know that within 5 days of no electricity, most people rob and steal. Within 10 days, around 70% rob and steal and begin to engage in cannibalism. By 15 days, a large portion commit suicide, and then 90%+ of those that don't commit suicide engage in cannibalism. So when you see a zombie movie that Hollywood puts out, that's the archetype of a crowd of people that's starving for 10 days. And they will eat the paint off the walls. They will. I mean, humans have a really good nose when you're starving. It gets like a dog's nose. It gets way better. And that's why in World War II, in starving cities, Germans, Russians, they all did it. Italians did it. There used to be a paste of flour was what you use. You still do for wallpaper. People ate the wallpaper off the walls. People ate their shoes. People ate their dogs. Venezuela ate their dogs and cats a decade ago. Then 7 years ago, they ate all the zoo animals. Now there's no pigeons left. There's no nothing, because just like North Korea, they eat everything. So that's where the world's going. That's what's happening. That's what's unfolding. And they've decided to artificially collapse everything. And by the way, people tune into me and they think, man, this guy talks fast. This guy says all this stuff. He's so full of crap. The crew doesn't know what I'm about to say. They just type into search engines what I say, your TV viewer. And it's Washington Post, Forbes, they ate the zoo animals after they ate their dogs and cats. By the way, Venezuela has more timber, more better land for cows and everything else, more jewels, more diamonds, more gold, more silver, more oil than any other country in the world except oil. Saudi Arabia beats them, but barely. They have per capita as much oil, a lot of it's sweet, meaning it barely has to be refined, comes out of the ground like gasoline. And they are starving to death because the communists want it that way, just like Cuba. Comprende? Venezuela had a higher GDP in 1978 than we have per capita. And they had a higher standard of living in the 70s than we did. And before that, we then surpassed them. But they don't have that anymore because the people that built Venezuela, their grandkids got spoiled. Their great-grandkids become little commie punks. And the communists came and said, you don't need that creamery. You don't need that dairy. You don't need that factory. You don't need to work for that. We're going to take over, and that will be yours. But, of course, now all they get to do is starve to death. Around 2,000 people die a week, it's estimated, in Venezuela, last time I checked. But the government passed a law that you're not allowed to call it starvation. That's going on for year after year after year. How can Venezuela be so rich in resources but so low in supplies? Because communism is a satanic religion of the Jacobin Illuminati in the French Revolution. That's when it was created. That's how this works. And I have begged everyone on their knees to understand this. And I know our audience gets it better than I do, many of you. But if you've been around the world, many of you have been in the military or business. You've seen it firsthand. I've been quite a few places, but not as much as a lot of people. And I've read about it. I've taught people that have been there. I've not been to Venezuela. But we can see the hell. But you talk to the average young person, 50+% like 52%, depending on the poll, 49 to 55, they vary. There's scientific polls of universities and high schools, over 50% on average, want communism. They want to live in North Korea. They want to live in Venezuela. They want to live in Cuba. China is not communist. It's not communist for at least 20 years. It's a fascist, authoritarian engine that's taking over the planet. And George Soros is trying to crash the Chinese economy right now. That's not going to help us if they crash the Chinese economy. That's not going to help us. That's when countries go to war. And that 91-year-old monster, that Nazi collaborator, that living fossil, wants to see the world burn down before he dies. You pull up the photo of him and Nancy Pelosi and that demon son of his, Alexander. All right, I'll play the clips. I'll get into Biden. And then Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko, of all these amazing doctors, he's one of the most interesting because he's really informed on politics and the world. He gets what's really going on, that it's deliberate, that it's depopulation. Out of all these doctors, he's overall the most well-rounded. And then they're all amazing. I've got one on tomorrow, Dr. Bartlett, the big one that discovered all the steroids and stuff for COVID, and is also endorsing Regeneron. He's really smart, runs a major hospital here in Texas. He will be with us tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Mountain, 3 p.m. Pacific, or the emergency Saturday transmission. This is the live Friday emergency transmission. We are now officially under martial law. The question is, will he carry it?
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Alex Jones Show. Most days I host the first 3 hours, and we always have a great guest host for the fourth hour. It's something I do. It's weird. Nobody else does it. People like it. And then you have the War Room with Owen Schroer coming up after that. But today I'm hosting all 4 hours. At least once a week I do that. And so we're going to have Mike Adams on, who's really upset and focused and knows what's going on. We're going to bring up some questions about what's really happening and then really give some answers about what's over the horizon. We already told you this dictatorial power was coming. We already told you the mandates were coming. New lockdowns were coming. We already told you forced inoculations were coming. We told you the shot wasn't an inoculation, that it was deadly. We told you it would lower your immune system and create super variants. So now we're going to break down from the science, from the history, from understanding the globalist, what's coming next. I'm going to ask that of Mike Adams. I'm going to ask that of Dr. Vladimir Zevzelenko and so much more today. But just for lay folks out there who don't have legal degrees or drive along in their cars just listen to this for the first time, I want to explain something to you that you should say to your employers when they tell you, well, you've got to take the shot. They went and lobbied to do that because their lawyers told HR, you will be liable for people getting COVID if you don't do this. Well, that's a fraud. You can pull up the numbers. Even the CDC estimates that 80% of Americans have now had COVID or been exposed to it. You understand? So this is highly contagious, the Delta variant. It's all over the place, and it came out of the vaccine, knocking out all the other COVID variants, and then created this very communicable one that kills a lot of people. Some people, it's no big deal. It's like a regular cold. I had it, felt like a gorilla was sitting on my chest, and I toughed it out for a few days and then got on the regimen, and it knocked it out in a day or two. I felt a lot better the next day, and 2 days later, 80% better. 3 days later, 99% better. Okay? My parents didn't tell me they had it for a week. Almost killed my dad. And I got him on the regimen, and it absolutely turned him around where he was 80-something percent, low oxygen, couldn't get out of bed, wouldn't eat, didn't know who he was. To the next day, I got him on the regimen of hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pack and the remdesivir. Let me go over this because I have to remember these things. And I didn't put him on Regeneron. I just said that wrong. People always think people are talking in my ears, but probably once a day they do talk in my ear to tell me a guest is there or whatever. And whenever I said Regeneron, which is a terrible drug from the studies, they said, well, not Regeneron. See, what happens here sometimes is my mind's very quick, and then I get derailed. That's because I did too much during that break. I'm going to have to stop doing videos during the break. I went and got a piece of pizza, ate it in 30 seconds, and then I shot a minute and a half video about the illegality of these vaccines and this mandate, and then I barely got in my seat by the time I was supposed to go on air, and it just derailed the entire segment. And see, it's not their fault talking in my ear. Once I get to that point, that distracted, I can't do a segment. Just the way it is. No other talk show host will do stuff during the breaks. I have to stop it. Okay, so we're going to have to set up a new system where they come in here and interview me. And I'm not mad at them. I just can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. Can't do it anymore. Can't do it anymore. Can't do it anymore. So I'm going to reset. Let me just get this straight. So I go over there, and my father is deathly ill. He hadn't told me he was sick for a week. He can't get out of bed. Doesn't know who he is. My mother says, I've never been this sick. Oh, my God. She was like asleep on the couch. Couldn't remember how she got there. And I go get the prescription. Get doctors to come to the house to see him. They did a great job. Got them the oral steroids, the inhalable steroids, the ivermectin, a antibiotic, in case there's any secondary infections caused by the viruses eating holes in their body, and then vitamin D, zinc, chloroquine, if that's how you say the name, quercetin, and by the next morning, when I came over, when I first got there, there was five boxes of pool chairs out front their house that had, I guess, been there for a week. It was raining. They were all, mushy cardboard boxes. And it was pool chairs my dad hadn't put together because his old chairs fell apart. The next morning, I get there at 7 a.m., and my dad has drugged them in the house and is putting them together on the floor. So from 82% oxygen to 90% oxygen in one day. And I don't own stock in any of that. I own no stock. The left is so selfish. They always think, what's he own stock in that? I'm telling you what works. And it worked for me, and it worked for my wife, and it worked for my family, and it worked for countless members of this operation that suddenly wouldn't be at work 2 months ago. And I'd call and say, I don't know what it is. I'm really sick. They'd get tested. They would have it. We'd get them on the regimen, and in a day or two, they'd be better. So that's what they don't want you to know. That's what they don't want you to understand. That's what they don't want you to be aware of. And now they're trying to block the Regeneron, which I keep calling remdesivir. It's in my brain. It's all the same. Totally different because it has incredible success. I've seen it for myself. They go, oh, you're now for Big Pharma. Well, you're damn right. I'm for most of the stuff Big Pharma puts out that's properly tested and works and is good. If I've got an infection and it's bad, I like antibiotics. I don't like the fact that over time it makes them not work anymore. I take probiotics after. So the left is all very deceptive about how they have their debates and their arguments. I'm all for computers. I'm all for smartphones, except they're tracking me and watching me and are going to be used to totally control me. I'm all for a hammer to drive nails. I don't want to be beat over the head with it. And these big pharma companies have got vaccines with liability protection and no testing now and can push them on us and do what they want. And that's not right. And that's dangerous. And that's not the American way. And if you want to be in North Korea or some other authoritarian place, go there. Australia's reverting back to being a prison colony. The whole world is reverting back to becoming whatever tyranny it was. Tyranny's the old thing. Liberty is the new thing. So I had a bunch of these clips. I'll plan a little short segment coming up before Dr. Zelenko comes on with us. But I'm not bitching and I'm not complaining, but I am overwhelmed. I have definitely reached an overwhelmed level now where I know you're overwhelmed as well. But that's the thing about naked tyranny. It finally builds up, and then boom, hits you. People are like, whoa, what is this? And they think we're just going to comply with it. Do you understand it's going to get 10 times worse than you do? That's the main takeaway. That's the main thing I'm trying to get across to people. And I really appreciate the listeners because we're all in this fight together. And that's why I want to encourage you to support the broadcast while you get things you need. If they keep shutting down the economy and food prices keep exploding, we're going to see a total breakdown of the supply chain like it's happened in Australia and areas of Europe and the UK. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com where you have a wide selection of high quality, made in America food that is very, very good at the lowest price you're going to find for quality that's good. It's also packed great containers. And most importantly, it's ready to ship to you right now. A lot of these companies take your money and make you wait a month or whatever. No, this stuff's like turns around within a day of the order coming in, unless it's Sunday. You order on Sunday, it might take, you know, an extra day or something. So that's going on at InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Vitamin Mineral Fusion, very popular. All the vitamins, all the essential minerals, all the essential vitamins with key amino acids and other things that are so good for your immune system and your skin and your body and everything going on. Because people die within a month of not having food because food has all the vitamins and minerals in it. And all the major disorders out there and the problems are generally connected to not having the critical vitamins and minerals. That's why they call them essential. But if they're synthetic or they're not the proper amount, then it doesn't have the same effect and most of it doesn't get into your cells. This is from all the high-quality, highly sourced areas. And it is going to end up selling out by Monday because we've not had enough money to put in big enough orders. And before that, we couldn't get it for almost, 4 or 5 months because the supply chain broken down. And then so we're going to catch 22. But hopefully, it's not a hole we're in, but it's like a weird treadmill where there's not enough money to buy enough product to fund ourselves, and we don't buy enough product, and then we don't sell enough products, so we don't have enough money to buy more product, and it just becomes a catch-22. That's why I've been really pushing and working harder to plug better and promote better, and you guys have been coming through to get more money to then order more product and launch some new products that are going to be amazing that are really going to help us not just sit where we're at, but hire more reporters, sponsor more reporters, and get more done because it's our job. We've been so effective together in this fight that we've got to go to the next level. And you've been pulling your weight, and I salute you and thank you. So you got till Monday. It may sell out before then, but I think it looks like Monday. To get Vitamin Mineral Fusion 33% off, the new sale is Knockout for 50% off Sleep Aid. And, of course, Winter Sun's back in. Wow, really concentrated organic vitamin D3, which is the most essential to fight all this garbage. That is back in stock, 50% off as well. That'll be next week's sale. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion is selling out as we speak. But for adults, for children, for old folks, especially black folks, you don't absorb much sun, so you've got usually the big vitamin D deficiencies. It is critical to have it, and it's $19.95, the highest quality you're going to find out there. We'll be right back with Dr. Zev Zelenko.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.